We'll commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of January 19, 2007, this is the Rain Report, available as a downloadable MP3 and podcast from therainreport.com. Don't forget the in therainreport.com. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. Are you looking for a way to listen to archived Rain programming via your cell or hardwired phone? The Rain Archive Line is here. It's a Unix-based system that utilizes a Unix-type program called BSD, and it's being run on a Junker computer that was purchased last summer for a mere $15. The mind behind this donated service is Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. If his name or call sounds familiar, it should. He is Rain's primary script reader. Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Blair to learn more on how he set up the service. Something you might want to do for your own InfoType service.
We had talked about doing this for years by writing a PC program or using some sort of a board that interfaced with a phone line, and the idea kind of sat on the back burner for years. Recently, I have been playing around with the Asterisk open source PBX telephone system, which runs under Unix. I realized one day that I had all the technology in place to do this. I just needed to get an extra virtual number. And so I got a number from a provider, and that number rings in to a computer sitting in my girlfriend's basement that already runs her phone system.
Explain the concept of a virtual number.
The open source PBX can take calls using an adapter that plugs into your regular phone line. It takes a phone line, and then it has an Ethernet jack, and after that, it becomes digital, and the computer can deal with it just like it would deal with any other IP traffic. A virtual number is a number that comes in via the Internet, and it can ring into the computer. The computer can answer any number of these and can answer each one differently.
Is a virtual number the same thing as what you would get if you had Vonage, Sun Rocket, or one of those voice-over internet protocol phone services?
It's pretty similar. If you buy the box that interfaces your phone and phone line with a computer, you can also connect those to a provider. So if you have a box that you have your phone plugged into and it's going out to a provider for long distance, then when you make a call, it goes out via the Internet, and when a call comes in on your number, it goes into the box. So with the box and the service, you pretty much have a roll your own Vonage or Packet 8. But with this, there's a lot more flexibility to it. The virtual number costs a fraction of what a regular phone number costs. And just like with the services, all of the neat features like call waiting and three-way calling and caller ID are all built into the basic cost.
Of course, the only caveat, if your internet service goes down, that goes down too.
That's one of the things that's kind of new with this VOIP, Voice Over Internet Protocol phone service. It works very well when it works, but of course there are occasional problems with the Internet, and it's not always the reliability that we have come to traditionally expect from the phone system, but it's so much more versatile. I have a regular phone line in Iowa where I live. Someone can call Iowa, and they'll get a menu that says, you know, for me, press 1, for my roommate, press 2. My calls only ring on my phones, his calls only ring on his phone, and if I'm here in Chicago, instead of ringing in Iowa, it will make a connection over the Internet from Iowa to Chicago, and it will ring here.
Well, let's get back to the Rain Archive line. Once the call is made to 773-249-0720, what happens then to that call?
The call goes into the computer that runs the phone system, and it goes into what's called a context. Contexts are a way of separating different things that the box is doing. When you call my girlfriend's number, you get one set of menus, but when you call the RAIN number, you get something completely different. What it does is it plays the introductory message, then it gives you an opportunity to select which report you want to listen to. It takes that digit and translates it into a list of file names that are present on the machine and simply serves up the one that you asked for.
Those files are actually uploaded to an FTP by me and have a certain file name that tells the asterisk box that this is going to be the current program to bump what was the current program to last week, and to bump what was last week to 2 weeks ago, and so on and so forth. And each time you press a number up to, well, how high do the numbers go now for programs that we go back to?
Well, at the moment, we just have it set up for, it would be the last 9, because you can enter a number from 1 to 9. One of the things that was a challenge was figuring out how to take that number and turn it into a file name. What I wound up doing is writing a little script that actually runs on the built-in web server on the same machine, and it does a directory. It actually does a Unix ls command, which is very similar to the dir command under DOS, for those who are more familiar with that. It requests the files in order by the date they were uploaded and simply picks the appropriate file name. If you ask for 1, that would be the most current file uploaded, whatever it is.
And if you press 2, that would be 2 weeks ago in this case. 7 would be 7 weeks ago and so forth. I notice the audio is really quite smooth. The levels are constant. How are those handled in the asterisk box?
The MP3 file that the RAIN report is encoded as is simply passed to a function in asterisk that plays an MP3 directly, and the system is actually capable of playing a file or a stream. I actually could even go out directly to the RAIN report website and pull the file from there when someone requests it. But of course, it's easier to just download the files and put them right on the server.
I'm speaking today with Blair Alper, KNINSEQ, the main RAIN reader that you hear almost every week, and now the provider of what is being called the RAIN Archive Line, available at 773 area code, that's a Chicago number, 773-249-0720. 773-249-0720.
You are listening to the RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
Any significance to the phone number 0720? As opposed to RAIN, which would be 7246.
The provider gives a list of numbers that are available. They list the earliest ones that they have available, and that is simply what they had available at the time. This really came about as one of these midnight projects. Hey, let's get a number and see what we can do with it. Shortly after that, it became, how difficult would it be to actually serve up a bunch of different RAIN reports.
For the week beginning January 12th, 2007, one day before my birthday, this is the RAIN Report, available for transmission over amateur radio from the RAINReport.com as an MP3 file or podcast.
The audio seems to be nicely shaped, where the S's aren't washed out in the light.
That's probably because the files are lower bit rate, and it's simply passing them into the telephone circuit. That does a certain amount of filtering right there.
The bit rate is actually the same as I use on therainreport.com. 48 kilobits at 22.05 kilohertz.
Well, a telephone circuit is 8 kilohertz of sampling, and it's only 8-bit audio. And of course, your typical MP3 file is 16-bit. And one mistake that people make is that 16-bit is not twice as good as 8-bit. 9-bit is twice as good as 8-bit, and 10-bit is twice as good as that, etc. And I think that the reason that it probably sounds good from a dynamic range point of view is that rather than just being crammed into the phone line, it's essentially digitally resampled. It's mapped into the lower sampling rate.
Talk about how it is that someone can actually leave me a voice message and have it sent to me as a wave attachment via email.
Well, one of the things that Asterisk includes is a voicemail system. I can create any number of voicemail boxes, and you know, I have one here, and of course my girlfriend does, and we have some special purpose mailboxes for other things. So when someone presses zero to email the Rain Man himself, their message is recorded by the voicemail system as a WAV file, and one of the things the voicemail system will do is send that file as an attachment, either keeping it in the voicemail box or deleting it. So in this case, I simply delete it from the local mailbox and forward it on as an attachment to Hap's personal email. That's actually something that is built into the voicemail system. You supply a voicemail box and the person's email address. It will even do pager notification.
One of the challenges I noticed early on, Blair, in calling that number was that sometimes the audio was really funky. You explained that you needed to and did some traffic shaping.
One of the things that obviously this came about as a little midnight experimenting, as I said earlier, and this is on a home cable modem connection. And of course, you never know what is going on the local cable modem. Someone might be downloading something. I happen to have a big BitTorrent going on at one point when Hap tried to call, and he said, hey, the audio's breaking up. We have a router here that actually is another Unix project called Monowall. It's a router that is much more capable than your garden variety Linksys or D-Link router. And one of the things that that allows us to do is prioritize certain traffic. So no matter what may be going on in the house, the traffic going to the Rain Report line gets top priority. It should be protected from any large files being uploaded that would cause the audio to have problems.
How many people can listen simultaneously?
Unlike a regular phone line, it does actually support multiple streams, and the provider allows two simultaneous calls. Plus, there are actually other ways to get at it than calling that number. I can actually pick up my phone in Iowa and make a call directly to it without using the phone number, using the same system that the two computers used to communicate, and we've got other computers in this network. I actually have several friends who have the same type of system, and all of our systems are interconnected, so they can dial it up directly without using the number. I can pick up the phone at my girlfriend's house, for example, and I can simply dial R-A-I-N, and it will go directly to the Rain line internally.
But as far as the real world is concerned, two people can listen at the same time.
That's correct. Did I ever tell you the deep, dark secret of what the number costs?
No.
$4 a month.
So anybody who's considering doing this, you're only looking at literally $5 a month.
The provider offers numbers all over the country. It doesn't have to be in Chicago. We could add a number anywhere for another $4 a month. You know, you want the same service in San Antonio? It would take about 5 minutes to set up.
Tell me a little bit about Udl. You are Udl Systems, and the rest of this sounded like a plug, which it is not. What is Udl? What do you do?
Udl Systems came about as having a name to do some stuff under. The main product that I have going at the moment actually came about as a dare from a friend of mine who needed a good touch tone controller, and I made it, and now we're selling them.
If anybody wants more information about the system that we're using, how can they reach you?
My email address is Blair, B-L-A-I-R, at U-D-D-L-E dot com.
Blair at Udl dot com. I've been speaking today with Blair Alper, K-A-9-S-E-Q, the man behind the RAIN archive line, which is available, of course, 24/7 at your convenience at area code 773-249-0720. That's 773-249-0720. And you can hear the RAIN reports going back 7, even 8 weeks on that line. So check it out. If you like it, leave me a note. Just press 0 once you get into the info bot. Or if you don't like it, press 0 and let me know. For the RAIN Report, I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP in Chicago.
That phone number, once again, is 773-249-0720. It will typically update Friday morning or earlier. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2007 RAIN. All rights are reserved. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN.